Hey everyone, welcome back to another Matt Steinwade podcast. Well, I've got a new, what do you call it, co-host today.
Hello.
Yasmin. Yes, well, hi Yas.
Hi Matt.
Yep, so we've upgraded this week from Broccoli.
Yeah.
And we thought we'd get some intelligence right. Happening in the podcast room. Broccoli's dancing over there. Hey Broccoli.
Cooking.
So I've got a few things I'm going to touch on today. Life lessons, which I have plenty of. How's your life going, by the way?
Pretty swell. Pretty good.
Pretty swell.
Pretty swell.
Pretty swell. That's good. That's good.
You're talking to me.
Yeah,
I thought I wasn't a co-host today.
Oh, well, yeah, you're adding to it.
My life is...
Yaz has a bit of like a... She has a bit of a language barrier. She doesn't talk very much.
My life's awesome at the moment.
Your life is awesome.
Yeah,
mine too. It's really good. Okay. Nothing to complain about.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, we're talking about life lessons today. Any in particular that you guys have to share first?
Life lesson for me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Be willing to sacrifice more than you get back. That's it. Done. Boom.
Nice. Thanks,
Brooklyn. That's what I'll live my life by.
Is it?
Yep.
Yeah, awesome. Very good.
Mine is just be happy. Just be happy with what you got. Be grateful. That's my lesson.
Awesome. I love how like Yaz leans into the mic like she's singing. She's singing at home into a brush. It's like. All right, here we go. Number one, here's Charlie with protein shake. Thank you. Thanks, Charlie. Thank you. So number one. One thing I've learned is low. No leads to nowhere. And if there's one thing that I have done over time, if I was, the good thing about doing this podcast with you two, you're what, 19 years?
Yeah.
And you're?
20, mate.
20.
Mature, young.
That's right. So, 20. If there's one thing that I would share with you guys is when you say no to something, you're actually cutting off all the opportunities that are waiting for you. I have said no to that many things over time because I've been shy or I've been fearful or something like that. I should have said yes more, I reckon. Because it's that feeling that you get like you're not good enough. What if it doesn't go right? I remember when Yaz came in for an interview here, like you tried to get your mum not to bring you.
Sort of, I was really scared. I was like, oh, shouldn't I? Mum was like, just do it.
Yeah.
Came in, so nervous.
Yeah, but it's led to opportunities for now, this part of your life. And yeah, I remember Yaz was sitting there just going like, I was like thinking, she's really nervous, this girl. But I could notice, Broccoli wouldn't have any idea. But
yeah,
we were just chatting. But imagine you said no, and imagine you said no.
Yeah, well, what about you say no to some things because you don't have enough time for some things?
Yeah, missed opportunities.
Better priorities.
I'll tell you a quick little story, right?
Okay.
As I drink my protein shake. So I didn't like this person too much that worked for...
You got something on your lip.
Yeah,
yeah.
Protein shake.
I'm just
going to
make sure it's the one
on Instagram. A good example of this. Mm-hmm. So, I do okay at selling houses, and I had a guy contact me who wanted me to sell his first development. And this is not that long ago. This is only a few years back. And I was already selling two other developments, and I said no to him. Because the person that worked for him, I just didn't get on well with her. Like, not great. And I said, no, it's all right. No, thanks. About 2 weeks later, and he got really angry because I wouldn't work for him. And about 2 weeks later, Jamie says to me, I think we should contact him just to at least check in. Mm. And, you know, you never know, just meeting with them, where it goes. We have sold. So Jamie took on the work.
Yeah.
We have sold probably 1,000 apartments for them now.
Damn.
So if we went my way,
because
I was like, no, I'm too busy, I'm too this, like you said. I actually said no mainly because I was too busy, but the person that was working for him, she was just hard work.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, no. So again, no leads to nowhere. Say yes, but if you don't have the time genuinely, you got to do it in a way that you don't wreck the relationship.
Yeah.
And you keep the door open. If there's one thing I've learned from Jamie, he meets with everyone that contacts him. He meets with them all the time just to see where it goes.
Yeah.
So many things have come from it. And so many things I've lost, I reckon, opportunities because I've said no, like speaking, people.
Yeah.
Imagine John McGrath said no to me first time. Broccoli, to come and meet him. Did he need to meet me for breakfast?
No, not at all.
No. Imagine he didn't. He said no, though.
It was John McGuire, some weird little real estate agent.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Was I nervous to meet him? Yeah, I was, blah, blah, blah. But look, all these years later, I'm glad he said yes.
And now you've repaid him, so.
Yeah. What was that?
Now you've repaid him in, like, becoming number one that many times selling that.
Yeah, that's right. So, second one, wealth is a choice. Wealth is definitely a choice. I think money is not a bad thing. Money gives you more choice to do stuff, but wealth is actually a choice. So people go on about, oh, I don't earn enough money, or there's life's expensive and whatever. No, 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 no. You have enough money. It's whether you live within what you're earning.
Yeah.
And you're doing whatever for the... Ori Logan, he's earning money now. He's working for people. He spends half, keeps half. Spends half, keeps half. Imagine when he's 25 and he's been earning all this money, and hopefully there's prize money and things along the way. He'll have a deposit for a house easily. Easily. So it's not about the amount that you earn. It's the decision that you have to get successful or wealthy. And it's like, if you want to be wealthy, you've actually got to start. Here's another story, but you've actually got to start with a wealth mindset. So there's a guy. Do you know who Warren Buffett is? Broccoli? Yes. Yasmin?
I know.
Yeah, you do? Yeah. So Charlie Munger is his business partner.
Mm-hmm.
And they've worked together their entire career. So Charlie, you don't hear much about him, but he's also a very wealthy man, billionaire upon billionaire. And they, at their general meeting every year, there's just two of them, very basic people, like a desk and two of them sitting there.
Yeah.
No fanfare. You know how many people come to their general meeting a year?
No.
Something like 20, 30, 40,000.
Thousand?
Come to hear them report on their business. So what they do is they talk about their business, and Warren Buffett always starts with what we could have done better. That's how he always starts. And it's just two of them sitting at a desk. You know, like in The Muppets, when there's, you know, remember The Muppets?
No.
No, too young? In The Muppets, there's two older guys that sit up and commentate on things all the time. A bit like them, you know, like Charlie's got his glasses on and Warren's had his McDonald's on the way to work, and they're just sitting there doing this
thing. That's for building broccoli in 60 years.
Yeah, exactly. But one of the people, and they get question time in this AGM, and one of the people stood up and asked a question. And they said to Charlie, what's the best wealth strategy that you have? Something like this. And Charlie said, unless you understand the principle of spend less than you earn, there's no point in having any further discussion. And I think that's awesome. Now, if that's coming from one of the wealthiest men in the world, you've got to make a choice to actually not go out on Saturday night. It all starts there.
Mm.
Not buy the dress because you're going out to a work function. Wear one of the dresses in your wardrobe. All of those, no coffees. Coffees amazes me.
Mm.
$5 a day for 365 days a year. Yeah.
Mm.
That is the biggest waste of money. I understand people like coffee, but if you want to get ahead, you've got to make different decisions.
Yeah.
So I really want people to understand wealth is a choice, and it starts early. It's not about, oh, $1 million is going to come along one day and get you started. No, no, you get started on $10.
Yeah.
Yeah? Number three is age is a mindset. And it's a weird thing. I'm looking at it from my perspective. You're looking at it from your perspective. You know how many people ring me and say, I don't think I'm old enough to succeed at real estate?
Yeah.
And they're 21 years old. So many. And they say, oh, I don't think I'm succeeding because of my age. That's rubbish. Amber Worshen was 20 years old and she was number one in the country for Ray White. And where I sit, I'm 47 and I'm like, I want to be better and fitter and whatever than ever now. So when I get to 57, I'm powering like massively. Like, you're in love with a guy that's 60.
Oh, Yasmin. I'm not.
Surely it's
obvious. Yeah, but Mark Burris, he's like a fit guy. Yasmin always pervs on him.
Surely it's like easier for a younger person to succeed because they don't have kids, they don't have...
But it's a mindset.
Stuff like that.
Because they're looking at themselves, their insecurity in themselves instead of their advantage. And it's exactly what you're saying now, Broccoli. What's the strategic advantage when you're 21 years old? No responsibilities,
exactly.
All the time in the world. You can literally live on nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you live like this lavish lifestyle. It costs you nothing. You know? But Yasmin, you can get by on not much. You're much more independent than Broccoli. But it's like... Yeah, but it's like you can get by on not much, can't you, every week?
Yeah.
You can it's there for the taking. If there's any young person listening to this right now and they want to achieve massive success and you're 20 years old, best time ever in your life to run faster than everybody and own that space. And you watch what happens in 2 years' time, 3 years' time. You have so much momentum. And I also think people get behind young people.
Yeah.
People, any young person out there giving it a crack, door knocking every day or whatever field you're in, people love rewarding effort and young people. They love it.
Yeah.
So think of the strategic advantage, not the potential insecurity around your decision-making on age.
Yeah, because people think young people are lazy. So when old people meet a young person that's not lazy, it's like the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what is this unbelievable creature that I'm laying my eyes on? That's what people say about me.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You're right, waffling out in the corner over there. Just
like, the old man in the corner, like.
Yeah, 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 awesome, like, mate. Yeah, thanks, Rocky. Yep. Good on you, mate. Number four, we've got one more after this. Purpose is a feeling, it's not a thing. People talk about purpose. When you find your purpose, it's like this thing. It isn't a thing. It doesn't exist. It's a feeling. And it might change different things in your life at different times. But I think sometimes there's so much talk on it, people feel weird if they don't have their purpose worked out.
Yeah.
So Broccoli's purpose at the moment, like, you do great edits, Broccoli.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you do, I mean, do you?
Well, no, I don't reckon I do great edits. I just reckon I can make people laugh for 30. That's my strong point.
You do great edits. Yeah, I know. Yeah. but it's like, you know, you have this thing where it's a feeling that you get when you're doing something.
Yeah.
And I think there's a bit of a funny thing on, if you look at Instagram or any of those social arms, it's like you've got to find your purpose. But really, it's just a clicked-in feeling. Doesn't mean in 3 years' time, Yaz isn't going to be doing something else in, you know, Chile. Doing some adventure or whatever. That's your purpose then. But I think at the moment, you've just got to wake up and feel like, yeah, I feel good about what I'm doing. And I think that's purpose. Yeah. I think we overcomplicate this thing a little bit. Last one is... Sorry, I have to put my glasses on. health is an appointment. And I really... This is probably the biggest one for me is people let a day go by and done nothing to invest in their health. And I think it's the first appointment of the day, every day. And... like Broccoli, you can't get as sculpted as you are without putting some serious hours into into you.
That's true.
But yeah, but if you're not, and even young people, Yaz, like if you, young people go, yeah, I don't need to eat all the chocolate I want, all the chips I want, blah, 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 blah. Sit there and watch Netflix. Imagine if people invested as much time into themselves in terms of health and fitness and flexibility and mindset and feeling good as Netflix.
No, I guess young people say it as like they come home from work and the last thing they want to do is go to the gym. The first thing they want to do is lay in bed and watch Netflix and chill.
Yep. The best feeling in the world ever, ever, is that 30 seconds after you finish the most intense workout.
That's so true, though.
The best.
Yeah.
And it's the best. And it's that feeling that you should be shooting for every single time. Because over the years, you will not only look great, but you will feel great. You'll radiate this energy. And I think that's the vehicle that will help you create massive success. Without that, you have nothing.
Yeah. So a young person listening, if he wants to watch Netflix tonight, would you just say, just try, see what it's like after the gym. See how you feel. Like, go feel it for yourself after you work out.
I would. Because the reactive space is not great. It's the worst place to be in life, in anything. So whether it's your career or your financial or relationship, whatever, just trying to find this and trying to find that. But health is the worst, because if you get overweight, you have to stop your habits, change your habits, and then work all the way back to where you were before. That's so hard. Like, it takes so much focus and effort. Always remember, prevention is better than the remedy. And if you did 31 minutes every day or 1 hour every day or whatever you can commit to of doing something great for your body, and that becomes a habit of yours, you will stay pretty cool at the older that you get. And if anything, you will keep going up. And you know that saying that quote that says, you know, there's about the sick man only has one wish. Someone with heaps of money has heaps of choice or whatever, but a sick person only has one wish.
Yeah.
And it's Do you know? Sorry, yeah, I just walked in.
Yeah, an old rich person laying in the sick bed, and he goes, "I've only got one wish."
Yeah, that's exactly right. But the question is, like that unhealthy space, what led them to that?
Well, habits. Everything.
Habits. My 20-year-old son smokes.
Yeah.
I said to him today, that's going to like keep building and building and building. To one day, you're going to look back and go, "I wish I never did that." So if you invested 30-something minutes to yourself every day as an appointment, I reckon that's where people let themselves go.
Mm. And for you, I can see it in you, it's like an addictive habit to you.
It is.
You can turn good things into habits, not just bad habits.
I've got to go to Sydney this arvo, and I've got my gym clothes in the car. I'll just go to a gym on the way down there somewhere. Mm. Everyone can own 31 minutes. Every single person can own it. And the rewards are beyond wealth. They're beyond career rewards. They're beyond anything else. If you stick at it. But I reckon people need to realize that health is not this healthy place. It's the result of making an appointment every day with yourself. And that's probably the most important appointment in my day.
Yes, and Matt has like 20 million appointments.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So thanks for tuning in. Yaz, you've been amazing.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello, everybody.
She only has a few words in her vocabulary. Thanks, Brooklyn.
See ya.
See ya.